You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Nice and loud.
It's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Byron Davis from the band God Forbid. Hey, Byron, I got to see you guys in Sayreville, New Jersey in January with Shy Halud and Bleeding Through. Thanks for agreeing to do this interview with me.
No problem, man. I'm just, unfortunately, it took as long as it did for this to happen, but I'm glad it's happening.
Yep, about half a year, but now we're here, so.
Yeah.
Yep. So for those that don't know, what do you do in the band God Forbid?
I'm the head knucklehead, lead singer.
Yep.
Scream Attack. That's me.
So how long has God Forbid been a band? And were you always in the band?
Yeah, I was always in the band. Well, we had a little career before. We had a band prior to this band. We changed the name, but it's basically been the same members. And I think we started that back in like 97, 98. And then we had one or two member changes. And then when we changed the name to God Forbid, that was the final lineup until we lost one of the originals, Dallas, a couple years back.
Nice. So I guess counting the old band, about 25 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. So
it's a long time.
Yep. So where's God Forbid from, and you all still live there?
We're all originally from New Jersey, and no, we've kind of all moved or transplanted ourselves throughout the country. So we have one member that lives in Pennsylvania, one that lives in Cali. Our fill-in that helps us out now, Nick Hippa, he lives in Cali. Our drummer lives in Vegas, and I live in Texas.
Nice. New Jersey's not super far from me. I'm in Delaware. So, and that's how we are able to see you in Sayreville, because that's 2.5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yep.
We played a couple of shows in Delaware back in the day. I don't know if those venues are still around or not, but we've been to Delaware a few times.
Yep. There's a big venue in Wilmington called The Queen. And like probably 1,000 capacity, 900,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we ever played there.
Yep. So for those not familiar with God Forbid, what song should they look up?
I mean, we got, I think it's 8 records. It's been so long, I can't remember. But I mean, we got a lot of songs, a lot of material. I guess the hits would be Gone Forever, Anti-Hero, To the Fallen Hero, End of the World, Better Days. You know, from the more current, the old school stuff would be like Reject the Sickness, Divide My Destiny, Amendment. The newer stuff would probably be Don't Tell Me What to Dream. Equilibrium, Cornered, Conquered, Earth's Blood, War of Attrition. We got a lot of songs, man.
Yep.
Any one of those.
Yep. So did Taylor Swift steal your song name? Anti-Hero is the like hit track off her new album. I think she stole your song name.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, that song Anti-Hero came out like 2003. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess she did.
Yep, she must have stole your song. So I'll give some of those songs that I'll give some of those a listen tomorrow when we're driving to New Jersey.
Sounds good.
Yep, and I'm playing guitar. It's my dad's band, Thought Control, and I'll most likely I'll be playing guitar with them. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Keep it up, man. If it's something you really love to do, just go for it, you know?
Yeah.
Have fun with it. You know, it's always great to dive into music. You know, it's definitely something that can help you, and no matter whatever you do.
Yep. And Matt Fox from Shai Hulud's, his new band Born Tired is also playing the show.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So what's your favorite place you've toured in?
Australia was pretty cool. Europe was pretty cool. You know, the States is definitely cool because there's more stuff to be found that's open. You know, in Europe, a lot of those places don't necessarily close early, but they don't keep American time as far as, you know, being available to go into them. So, but I definitely like going to Europe. It's fun.
Europe's cool. So what is your favorite food from another country?
Well, I like pizza. So I was able to eat some pizza down the street from the Colosseum when we were in Italy. I like a lot of Chinese food, but you know, I don't really go too crazy with the cuisines when I was going over to Europe and stuff. I got like a crazy stomach. Like I could eat certain things, and certain things I just they don't sit well.
Yep. I really want to go to Italy sometime, and I want to try pizza there.
Yeah.
I
pizza is really good.
Yep. I love New York pizza. It's like the any just most types of New York pizza, just amazing.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing I've been able to try and find in Texas is good pizza. I found a couple of places now, but it took a little time to get there to find it, but.
Yep.
You know, mostly everything here is chain food, like Little Caesars and Pizza Hut and Domino's, Papa John's. That's like not real pizza.
Yeah. You guys have In-N-Out there, right?
No, not in Texas. We don't have In-N-Out. Arizona is the closest place with In-N-Out.
Wait, maybe it was just in Dallas, because I went to Dallas and there was an In-N-Out there.
Yeah, I've never been to Dallas, and I haven't been to Dallas in a long time, so I don't know. I know, I think the last place I went in Texas was maybe San Antonio. I live in a border town, so I'm like right on the border.
Of what?
So, the border of Mexico. So,
okay. Wait, Mexico?
Yeah, I live in
Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico. I live on the border of Mexico. I live in El Paso.
Nice. I went to Dallas to see Unearth and Bleeding Through. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it was a four-day tour, I think. I think it was Lubbock. This isn't in order at all, but I think it was Lubbock, Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas.
Cool. Yeah, I seen them when they came through El Paso. I got to see them, hang out with them for a little bit.
Was that on that tour, or was that a different time?
That was prior to the tour that they did. With Bleeding Through, it was like 2 weeks prior to that run they did with Bleeding Through.
Nice. Yeah, my mom sold merch on the 4 day run, and I went to Dallas, and that was really fun.
Cool.
Yep. So do you have a crazy or funny tour story you want to share?
Not really. I mean, touring was great. We met a couple, actually. One story, I guess it would be, it was a long time ago. We were on tour with Atreyu. It was maybe the year was 2003. We had played, I believe it was the Troubadour. And after the show, after our set, we were like bringing our gear down. And at the time, Mick from Slipknot, he came out to the show and actually took us. It was me, Beaker, in Dallas. He took us to In-N-Out.
Wow.
And in Cali, yeah. And then after that, he took us over by the Houdini Mansion. This is back when they were recording Subliminal Verses with Rick Rubin.
Uh-huh.
So he took us over to the mansion and like showed us around and everything. So it was pretty cool. Ended up seeing Joy Jordison there. And then while we were there, the clown had came back. I guess the clown was out or whatever. He had came back. And then, you know, so it was cool. Like, we're hanging out with Slipknot, you know, recording.
It's a pretty big deal. It was
cool, man. Those dudes are awesome. They've always been awesome, you know. So, I mean, that's one story. And then I guess a more recent story would be I went with my guys to NAMM a couple years back, and I was on the elevator with Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden.
Wow.
And I was just like, yeah, I was like he was talking to me, but I was just kind of stunned because it's like Nico McBrain. You know what I'm saying? Like Iron Maiden is my favorite band of all time.
Nice.
So
that's my friend Jack's favorite band. I don't really know any songs except for, well, I don't even know what it's called, but I know it's a.
Yeah, dude. You got to get into some Maiden, man. Maiden is awesome.
Yep,
you know,
I don't know any of the people either. Like, I don't know what their names are.
Well, it's cool, man. You'll learn in time. But they're, like, one of the pioneers, you know, British. You know what I mean? Like, they're definitely an awesome band. Like, they've been around forever, and they still deliver nonstop. You know, they're a little bit up in age, but you would never know it by the way they perform on stage. You know, if you really want a good introduction to Iron Maiden, look into the Live After Death album. It's a live recording of their concert in California. And then from there, you know, it'll send you down the rabbit hole to Somewhere in Time, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. You know, they got some Power Slave. They got some awesome records, man. It's a really cool band.
Yeah, I'll check them out. So what was the first punk, metal, or hardcore show you attended, and how old were you?
First punk and hardcore show I went to was actually, oh man, I think it was Candiria in Manville. No, that's not true. We came up in the hardcore scene, so we started going to a lot of hardcore shows with like For the Love of, Overcast.
Yep.
Candiria was there, E-Town Concrete. So, I mean, what was there? Oh man, like you got me going back. Oh man. Yeah. Those were a lot of local shows we started going to were hardcore shows. You know. It was pretty cool. It's how we broke into the scene, so to speak.
Yep. So what are some bands that first got you into heavy music, and what is the band you suggest other people go see live?
Bands that got me into heavy music. Well, I gotta say Kiss, Meshuggah, The Haunted, Dillinger Escape Plan, Rage Against the Machine. You know, those are some of the bands that really got me into being interested in, you know, getting into music and in the hardcore scene. It's really, at this point in time, it's really hard to say, man, because it's been like forever, bro. Like, it's been a long time. But there's always been a lot of good bands that are around and stuff. As of late, recently, I saw a band that, like, I've heard the name before, but I never really gave it any attention. And then I saw them, and it was pretty cool. I went to the Avenged Sevenfold, Falling in Reverse, and Kim Dracula. And I got to say that Avenged Sevenfold ripped it, as always. They've always ripped it. But the one band I had never seen before, but I've heard the name, was Falling in Reverse. And they were pretty, very, very entertaining. It was a good show. I was stunned, you know what I mean? And it's really hard for me to be stunned when I see a live band, and they entertained me. So I was like, yo, this is cool.
Yep.
So they made a fan out of me.
Nice. I've never heard them, but I've heard of them. I'll make sure to look them up.
Yeah, they got this one song. It's called Watch the World Burn. Like, that song is intense.
Yeah.
Very intense. And then there's this other band that I kind of like took spark that I started to notice was Slaughter to Prevail.
Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty intense as well. And obviously, there's this band, Fit for an Autopsy. One of the guitar players in that band was basically in a couple other bands, and we were coming up way back in the day. So it's cool to see that he's, you know, moved on and he's made his mark now in the music realm. And we're actually going to run into them too when we do this Headbangers Boat run. So it should be pretty cool and get to see a lot of old friends and some new bands. So it's going to be a good time.
Nice. That's with Hatebreed, right? Headbangers Boat.
Yeah, it's Hatebreed, Mastodon, Testament, Shadows Fall, Guar, Fit for an Autopsy, Lamb of God, Lacuna Coil, Municipal Waste, ooh, and one or two other bands. I can't remember all of them. My memory is so shot.
Yeah. I love Municipal Waste and Hatebreed. Those are the two main bands I know on there.
Yeah.
Yep. So what was your favorite TV show as a kid?
Oh man, which ones? You want cartoons or do you want like regular shows?
Whatever.
Well, the cartoons, I like G.I. Joe. I liked the Thundercats. And then there was a show called Voltron. And then I used to watch a lot of the Three Stooges. You know, then there was Knight Rider. What else was there I was watching? Webster, Different Strokes, The Cosby Show. You know, it was a different time, man. Shows were very entertaining. Growing Pains, Mr. Belvedere, Roseanne, Married with Children. You know, some of the classics, man, you know.
Yep.
And Living Color. That was a pretty cool show. Yeah, so there was a different array of TV shows, excuse me.
Yep. I've heard of some of those. I watched The Wonder Years with my mom sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it was entertaining, man. There's definitely some quality info on some of those.
Yep. And also, I recently started getting into Stranger Things.
I never really picked up on Stranger Things.
Yep. The reason I got into it is because, so if you notice, my neck's kind of been like this. That's kind of just that way because I woke up one day and it just kind of got screwed up. So I just sat on the couch and just watched like 3 episodes of Stranger Things because I didn't know what other shows to watch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot on TV now. So there's always something good on.
Yep. So if you could be an animal for a day with the promise that you won't be killed or eaten, what would you choose?
I'd be a Leo, a lion.
Nice. I feel like a penguin could be cool, just living in like Antarctica, going swimming.
Yeah, I mean, penguins are cool, man. You know, they're little funny looking little creatures with little happy feet, what have you. They're pretty cool.
There's a ton of different animals that are awesome that I'd like to be. A lion would be cool though. Like you're kind of like king of the jungle, right?
Well, it's not about being king of the jungle. Like for me, like I'm a Leo. My dad's a Leo. My stepmom's a Leo, and my son's a Leo. So we're all lion.
The sign.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I'm a Scorpio. I think I checked once. I'm pretty sure I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah.
I'm November 3rd, so whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Honestly, that school is the most important aspect of your life. It will determine your future. And while you're young, try and make the best of it with your teachers, because at this age, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, your teachers will look out for you and help you when you need help with your studies. And that, you know, anything is possible, but you just got to dedicate the time and the effort to make it happen.
Yep.
You know, and just know exactly what you want, because there's going to be people that are going to surround you that are going to try and sway your decision making one way or another. But just stay true to yourself and just be honest about what you enjoy to do and just follow it. Follow your dreams, man.
Yep. I'm homeschooled, so my mom is my teacher. And
yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's the best teacher you ever have, because your mom's never going to steer you wrong. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's nothing like your mom's love, man. So yep. Enjoy the time you have with her.
Yep.
So,
anything to add before we wrap things up?
You know, just right now, I think the most important thing is to really, honestly, just focus on your future, man. Because right now, there's a war happening, and a lot of people are fighting for you guys, which is the future of the country. So, you know, just don't let the nonsense get you down. Just stay focused in whatever you're doing, and just, again, stay true to yourself, man, and try and make your life the best life you could ever possibly want for yourself, because it's the only one you have. So, you know, just make the best of any opportunity and, you know, chances that are out there for you. Like, again, I apologize for, like, waiting so long to do this interview. I was kind of torn, because at the time when I had seen you at the show, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And then I got home, and then I kind of got back. I fell back into my own reality. And I had some issues I had to deal with from myself. But I definitely wanted to do this for you, you know, because you showed interest. And, you know, I want to help the younger generation know that there's people out here that are willing to help you achieve your goals and what you want to do with your life. And, you know, at this point, like, I'm just kind of living for the future for the kids, you know. It's trying to make sure that there's a good place for you guys in the future.
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing shows again, and I hope you have a good time there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have a good time too, man. You know, hopefully, you know, it'll go all as well. Yeah. You know, it's been a long time since I hit the stage. So, I mean, it should be fun. Going to try and make it as much fun as possible. And, you know, we'll see what the future holds as far as that goes. But, you know, just got to take it one day at a time, bro.
Yep. Yeah. So thanks to Brian for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching and listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Peace.